This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation with Hard Grant is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Collect, Marcos Pizza, and Nassau Cruise Port.
The Foundation. The Foundation. Foundation.
FM radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, on this glorious, glorious Tuesday afternoon, live and in full effect. It is January 16th. So happy to be in your company. I told my producer, I said, now listen to me. I need something funky fresh now. All right? Give me something funky. I'm not the white. Make sure it's funky fresh for me. That's what I tell him, right? And this is what he plays for me. I'm not going to fight him. did he type in funky? He's doing way too much, my brother. It is a wild day. I'm so happy to be in your company today. He's feeling refreshed, ladies and gentlemen. If you had an opportunity last night to kind of go out and pray, I'm hoping that you did that. Even if you wasn't out last evening, I'm hoping that you throw a soft prayer up for the nation. It's important. I mean, if this is your kind of thing, I'm not going to fight you. But do your thing, all right? But I'm hoping that you participated in this thing in one way or another. I had an opportunity to kind of go out there. Shout out to Miss Cash. Hey, girl. This Howard? This Howard? I said, yes, ma'am, this is Howard. Oh, baby, I listen to you. Miss Cash, shouts out to Miss Cash. She's a good, decent woman. Shouts out to the coach over at my baby school at Hillcrest. Shouts out to her. She said, I didn't know you was Howard. Yes, ma'am. You drop your baby here? Oh, I drop the baby here all the time. Yes, ma'am. It's a beautiful day, ladies and gentlemen. Happy to be in your company. Make sure you go down to check my good guys out over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They got everything kind of laid out, laid and slayed for you in preparation for you to be able to get yourself insured to take that next step in your life. And let's just push it a little bit further. If you're in this kind of a space where you're insuring your vehicles, whether it's an SD, whether it's your taxi, whether it's a jitney, with all these particular things, know that they have in-house financing. Show up. Talk to them. Talk with my good friend, Ethric Bo. He'd be more than happy to assist you, man. I got everything laid out for you. This is the best in the city. I'm not going to fight you. I'm not going to, what do people say? I'm not going to hold you, but it is what it is. Right? So they got everything laid out for you. Check them out, 341-1AFS, 341-1AFS. It is a beautiful day, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to participate in this kind of a conversation with me today. 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of violence, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Guys, listen, man, let's talk about it. Make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper. There's a lot to talk about. There's a tremendous amount. I think, I guess that's why we stay in, that's why I got a job. Hey, talk to me. That's why I got something to do. I'm here every day because there's always something to talk about. I feel like it's absolutely bananas. And I want to say that to you. Shantytowns cleared, right? The shantytowns are cleared. Minister says that Abaco up next. Prayers and peace amid crime wave that's here in the country. Pintard raises alarm over Davis's intrusive policing plan. Oh, Lord. I'm so indifferent with this. I think every one of us can be able to lend to the strength of the bare bones of a concept that our prime minister has put out. And I think there's no two ways about that. It was bare. There is relentless expectation and sort of this kind of a poisoned position that we're waiting for the office of the prime minister to kind of release more information. Even in the speech on Sunday at 8 p.m. listening to the prime minister, we understand that there will be more. There'll be more information forthcoming. And whilst he didn't necessarily pronounce that, make that kind of a pronouncement, I believe that this is, the office is being able to collectively get a feel for what people are saying. I don't know if you've done so, but I've actually sent an email into the office of the prime minister about, you know, certain concepts and ideas. I've gotten a tremendous amount of telephone calls, right? I got these telephone calls that says to me, me and my cousin talking, heated. This was a heated row overseas. He said, I can't believe you put this thing out, right? You know, on Sunday, I put the thing out, right? I can't believe you put this thing out, right? So I said, well, what do you mean? He said, but this doesn't address the root cause. I said, I understand. This is not about the root cause now. This introduction of what I've just put in there is based upon the fact that the prime minister says that he's going to be speaking. So he said, yeah, but you're supposed to put the root. Listen, we rowing, you know. Heated. He said, you're so sensitive. I said, you need to calm down, okay? Now, let's shoot straight. So I break it down. I said, let's shoot straight now. I can shoot straight with you. Friday, we had a conversation for 2 hours about crime and its relentless rise in our society and how it's important that we do something. We went into the fact that the prime minister is using small congregations and small pockets as he speaks and then saying that he's going to be able to do these things, whether it's economic or whether it's crime. We've identified these things. After that conversation on Friday, on Saturday, we understand that the prime minister is going to be releasing information on Sunday. Now, after this information has been released, that means that the prime minister, or this may mean him talking now. I said, the prime minister already didn't record this. Okay? It's already recorded. It's done. I said, today is the 13th. And 11 people has already been killed for the year. This is about reducing what we're seeing now and then identifying, let's phase it out. Phase one, boom, let's deal with this now. Phase two, identify the root cause. Phase three, make modifications accordingly when it comes to education, so forth and so on, to be able to change a mindset that seemed to be nestling its way into the cracks of our society and seeping in. We rowing now. There's a hot row. I say you were with the wrong things. My wife don't even want to go outside when the sun going down. This is what we're dealing with now. I said, so what I put out was based upon what we're dealing with now. He said, okay, I see what you're saying now. He said, yeah, but you're too sensitive though. You got to be able to get hog skin. I said, listen to me. I got hog skin, but you need to understand that this is something that we're dealing with right here now in the country. Talk to me. I know a great deal of people want to be able to talk about the fact that this is not the root cause of these particular things. We're not dealing with the root cause. We got to get back to the family. Yes. I agree with you. The dynamics of the family is messed up. And I agree with you 100%. But we're dealing with people in the streets now. The bloodshed in the street right now. The road's still red. I can't even get an amen. So when you start to talk about one, the intrusive policing plan, I don't know whether it was intrusive enough. There's only one segment that indicated that there would be intrusion. And he begged your pardon. The prime minister did. He begged your pardon. He said, listen, please forgive us. And for the past two days, today's Tuesday, yesterday and today, I have gotten on the road a little earlier in anticipation. I don't know about you.
in anticipation for there to be a tremendous amount of bikes and cars and this and that all over the road. Now, where I live, I didn't see it too heavy. I saw some, you know, the coppers and the bikes, but I haven't seen it as heavy as the Prime Minister placed the emphasis on it. So I'm grateful for that. But in my mind, I expect it to increase because the Prime Minister has already released this sort of social declaration and there is an expectation for change. So as I'm looking at this and I'm taking this information in and I'm assessing these particular things, I read this story. Free National Movement member, Free National Movement leader Michael Pintard yesterday raised concern about the Prime Minister Brave Davis's promise for more intrusive police and to combat violent crime. He said that he's worried about the ordinary residents' civil liberties and human rights being impeded as a result. Pintard also attacked the plans laid out by Davis's national address on crime, saying that the Prime Minister unveiled a cut-and-paste strategy for another jurisdiction. I don't know what to say about this. Michael Pintard, I have so much hope for you. I really do. I really hope the best for you. I believe, and you know, I guess it's silly of us to believe that the arms of flesh dare subject themselves to supremacy and allow God to lead them. It's silly of us because egos continue to be able to spill into these particular spaces. It's silly. It's silly of me, rather. It's silly of me to believe that you could actually step into the purpose that you were called to and get the job done. Silly of me. It's silly of me for me to think that you'd put ego aside and understand that there is a greater objective. That's silly of me. Silly of me. And I apologize to you about that. I do. I want to be decent with you today as I talk about these things because the Prime Minister's plan did have bare bones. It did. But I live here in the city of Nassau. I do. I don't live in 8 Mile Rock anymore. I'm no longer in 8 Mile Rock. My mummy and my father and my family over, you know, my aunts and so forth and so on, they called me and said, what y'all doing in Nassau? One time ago, this would be me calling my cousins and saying, what y'all doing in Nassau? But I'm here now. And my care and concern cannot be the fact that, oh, we could have done this better because we will relentlessly, perpetually, and in perpetuity be in one meeting after another trying to be able to tweak this and seeking, pursuing perfection before we apply this on the streets. My God, I can't get no amen. That's what's happening. That's the stagnation that happens in this country. That's the frustration. The idea that you have a desk, a table, you got 15 chairs around this table. You got a table like a T-junction. You got a head to the table. Everybody wrap around the table. Then you got chairs around the room. And you're sitting and eating scones and drinking hot chocolate for 15 hours a day. And you come out of this meeting with minutes upon minutes upon minutes into hours and spilling into months. And there's nothing that you've applied on the streets yet. I can't get an amen. You will meet your guts out. And we ain't applying nothing yet. My God, this got to be a working lunch, at least. At least let's apply something and make a determination as to whether or not this is something that we want to be able to do. Is there expectation for perfection? That's the question that I have. And if we continue to be able to talk about the fact that we are a part of a global community where crime is rising the world over, don't you think some principles that may have worked, this ain't me, I'm not taking up for nobody, but don't you think the concept and idea, because crime knows no specific feature, and there's no cultural references that we can be able to say, well, this is uniquely Bahamian. Oh, the way that he stabbed him? Yes, that's uniquely Bahamian. Yeah, no. The angle in which he held the gun and he's twisted it just at a 45-degree angle? Yeah, that's uniquely Bahamian. There is no blueprint for how crime is invoked upon the people of this country. So if there is a concept, an idea for the being able to subside crime specifically, and this template can be identified, and you identify some of the same symptoms as to why this template needed to be executed in this jurisdiction, in this place. Maybe, silly me, silly rabbit, talk to me. Yes, maybe. Just maybe it could possibly work here. Just maybe. Maybe. Why are we shooting the thing down instead of building it up? They're coming from the organization that identified local consultants at one point in the 90s and eradicated that particular concept to bring in international consultants to take them to a general election. This is bananas to me. Bananas to me. The same concept of copying and pasting when you identify these people from off our rock to bring them here to help you to talk to us. You know, it's the first thing they do. The first thing the consultants do is come ask local people. Oh, okay. So what do you do? Oh, man, what do you think about this all day? Siphoning information from the Bahamian society to be able to give you what we're telling you already. My point. There's no need to be able to pull down and tear down. This is destructive. This is a time that the nation is crying for unity. Talk to me. Somebody talk to me. This is a time that we need a unifying voice. This is a time that you need to come to the forefront and say, whilst I understand what he has done, we recognize that these things lack the cultural emphasis to be able to identify what's happening in Pinewood, what's happening in Camprod, what's happening in Baintown. And we recognize that we have these things. There's no need to say, well, we got a better plan than you. And we'll just wait and let crime escalate till 2026. Someone talk to me. And when we get in, we'll execute these things. My God, the people getting killed now. 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 We got to hold our breath and take short breath. Hoping to God that nobody gets snuffed out last night. And we can have a conversation about apples and oranges. About the different shades of red that this could possibly be? No, man, this is sunburnt orange. This isn't really, really. What are we doing here? Are we serious about national leadership, growth, development, and a forward movement for the nation? Or is this just semantics? Is this just me being able to jockey for a position so you can identify in one way or another that I got the answers? My God, let me sign this tile. We got this big room to tile. Our forefathers was only able to do 33% of the thing. And y'all fight over the next quarter. Y'all didn't even do that yet. Now, we've already scrutinized. In the midst of our scrutiny, we provided constructive criticism. All right, Prime Minister, let's go. There's no need for a tile man, who your tile helper, to sign every one of your tiles before he rests it down. When are we going to get this job done? Let's get it done, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get it done. There is no need for us to fight. We're fighting over absolutely nothing. This is exhausting to me. This is exhausting to me. It was a joke. I can't remember who tell it. I started to talk about how women do when they get in the car, right? I can't remember who tell it. This was funny. They pull the seat up, right up to the thing. They fix it, fix the back, make sure it do. They pump up the seat, make sure everything good, make sure the air condition is on. All right, let's just make sure everything is the. Oh, I think Kevin Hart, right? You fix the rearview mirror, you fix the side mirrors, you do all these particular things, you get around, you check the car. We ready to go, baby. We ready to go. We late for school. You're doing all this. Can we go? You cut on the radio, you got to find a proper station for. No, I need this writing music. This is the good. Listen, you're going through too much. Can we go? It's time to go. Now, are we serious in this country about unity? Are we serious about the banner that stands before us? The aquamarine, the gold, the black, that speaks to the strength of who we are as a people. Are we serious about this, or are we jiving? Has your political banner, do you put that on your forehead and wrap it tight behind your head? You can't see nothing else. You see everything through the lens of your political organization and your desire to be identified through building a legacy about what your potential is. That's all this is, you know. This is a conversation about your potential because you ain't hit the seat yet. In my humble opinion, humbly, I submit this, humbly, you could be better than all of them who come before you. Everyone who come after you could be better than the first. Greater works than these you should also do. That's an objection. Listen, the teacher got to be, the student got to be better than the teacher. Got to be. Because you watched the teacher. You've watched prime ministers after prime minister fail at one thing or another. I don't claim to be no saint, but the strength that I have as a man is based upon observation of all my uncles and granddaddy and daddy and all these examples of what I didn't think a man should have. I take a little pinch of what I like from this one. I take a little pinch of what I like from that one. And I said, this is who I want to be. And we strengthen that with faith, determination, and we start to move on the journey. But we have to get moving. He's sitting down here having a meeting all day. All day we talking our guts out. Oh, well, we want to be able to create another select committee for crime and the division of crime to be able to identify these things and present these things to the stakeholders and ensure that we do all those things. And bam, 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 seven people died in the midst of being able to do these things. How are we going to... Listen, man, this is too much. This is tiring. The people of the country need immediate relief. There's no need for you to be able to pontificate over a gushing wound. Someone stop the bleeding. Give me a call, 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259. Anywhere from the family of violence, 242-300-5720-422-4796. That is the text, 422-4796. That's the caller. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Good morning, Brother Grant. How are you?
I'm fantastic, my brother. What's happening?
Everything's well. First of all, I think you made some very, very good points that everyone recognizes and we realize where we are. The only contribution that I'd like to make at this time is simply this. We're in a difficult place where it is very hard to change our path because why I say that is every political organization seeks to be the government of the Bahamas. And you do what you need to do to get elected. Never mind the fact that collectively we all live in the same place. So what we have seen as a citizenry is that in opposition, the same government, and I have no issues with them, claim to have the solution, claim to bring us salvation, and now they are in a difficult place, which a previous administration was in as well, in respect to crime. Which means that no one really has the magic bullet for crime. Crime is a social ill. We will accept that. But I think now you're looking across the aisle for a unified solution. Well, the issue with that is that when I give you this unified solution, all the joint hands, and we get it solved, you are going to take the credit for that and say, well, this is why I need another term. Now, the person opposite the aisle is saying, well, I don't get a chance to get another term if I always make... You, who are in parliament and who are in government, look good. So I think we are in a place where while we need unified, we won't get it because we're in a political spectrum. And that's the sad reality of politics. Nationally, though.
So
nationally,
take it out of the political ring.
Yes, but nationally, this is a problem that we could address. But it's only addressable from recognizing that this is a home problem. If the response to someone offending you is to kill them, you learned that from how you handle things in your home.
agree.
The police didn't teach you that. The church didn't teach you that. The politician didn't teach you that. The school didn't teach you that. Your home environment led you to believe the response to anything happening to you is to totally annihilate the other person. That's a home-based solution.
That's what your ma...
environmental factor.
So you're saying...
That's what that is.
That's what your ma teach you.
That's what... Whomever.
They always say that.
Maybe your ma or your pa or your friend.
My God.
But someone taught you the response to being offended is to annihilate the other person. That's a lack... Like you said it. That's a socialization issue that we must not have to not suggest... We must address that because it means for me and you, Howard, if we offend them, we get annihilated too. And that's the real scary place that no one should be comfortable with. Thank you for taking my call.
I appreciate you, my brother. Thank you so very kindly for calling, contributing to these particular things. People don't like to say that, though. That's your ma teach you that. Your ma teach you indecency. Then she ran the court. I was, oh, Jesus, not my child. Wait. Not my child. My good child. How did it be your good child? I remember when he stole an 85-inch television and you all live in a clapboard house and you say, but I didn't even see it. How did it be? The whole house hot when you cut the thing on. You cut the thing on. You remember them LED television? You cut the thing on, the whole house hot. The woman go on the court and say, well, I didn't see it, Your Honor. You got to be kidding. The lightning is beaming up to the stars. You got to be kidding. You got three wise men looking for your house now. For I didn't know. That's my good son. This is, I agree with you, this is socially. But the question that I have is how do we deal with what's happening now? We're not going to, this is not me saying let's forget about the foundation. Let's forget about the root. Let's forget about the base. Because, you know, I tell you, I cut grass for a time in my life. And even before that, I used to cut my father's yard home. You get maybe about 3-4 acres. I used to cut all this. My brother never did it. I don't care what he say. He was supposed to cut the back. I cut the front. I end up cutting half of the back and the front. So when you come to our house, all the yard look cut, but there's at least about 35% of the grass in the back there. He ain't even touched that. And as a result of cutting the grass, I understand that if we don't pluck up these shepherd needle and all these bush, this can grow back. Cutting the head off ain't essential. So this is not me saying to you, let's just cut the head off and forget about that. I know that if the roots still exist, we're going to be able to have crime. And it's only going to get stronger and stronger and stronger as they make modification to adjust to a new system that's going to be introduced. I know that. I'm not fighting you on that. I'm saying to you today, January. Today is the 16th of January, 2024. I am asking you, how do we eradicate that by the time as we get to the 30th, we don't have 25 people dead for the month? How do we fix that? That's the question I ask. How do we fix that now? And then simultaneously, because it's the issue that we have in this country, you don't know how to walk and chew gum at the same time. All your focus and attention is on one foot at a time. All right, all right, all right. Left, all right, right. You can't do nothing else. The cabinet's stuffed with people. You got everyone in all these various positions, and you can't do nothing but focus on one thing at a time. Bananas to me. Absolutely bananas. What are we paying these people for? What are we paying you for? You might as well do all the jobs if I got to pay you to do your job. I believe, silly me, silly rabbit, that the cabinet should be for the consultation of execution of the concepts, ideas, vision of the organization and administration to see forward movement in this country. That should happen simultaneously. Everyone should be confident and competent enough to execute their jobs that we pay them for. But you're in this kind of a posture and position that says that, well, you know, well, what you want me to do, lose my job? Bananas to me. next telephone call, and then I can take a break. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, Brother Howard.
Hey, good afternoon, my brother. What's happening?
Right here, man. This is more than bananas. This is apples, oranges.
My God, it's the fruit basket.
This is the whole.
It's the fruit basket. It's too much.
This is too much. You know, Howard, I've said this on numerous occasions. We've had so many select committees on crime, so many commissions on crime. Simeon Hall sat on one. They made recommendations. He even had to come back and say, if you need to pop some neck, pop some neck.
My God.
One of the high-ranking officers on the police force, Mr. Chaswell Hanna, he wrote a book on crime and how to some of the things to implement. I mean, everything has already been written. I'm sure we paid these individuals. I mean, this is almost 20-something years ago. And all we do is sit down and we talk and we talk. Now you come talking with pray. I'm praying for that God would put people in there who would have the political will to do what is right to get this country doing. When you start to act, then I will start to pray. When you tell me that you are going to have stricter, make it more punitive for these individuals who are found with these high-powered weapons and made to bail $1 million for murder and stuff like that, when I see you doing something, then I can start to pray. But you got to start to act, man. Not tomorrow. We don't need to. And all they do is sit down. These people who went out there and they prayed last night, they went back to where they went. That was that. What is the plan, Mr. Harbin? Start, man. Start something.
I like
it. I will get on board with you.
I'm not going to fight you. I appreciate the telephone call, my brother. I'm not going to fight you, ladies and gentlemen. I got a couple of texts that came through. We're going to take this commercial break and get right back, dive into it. Someone texts me and says, sorry, Howard, you're wrong on this one. We're going to read that one when we get back. Let me take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
Foundation. Y'all heard of our ghost pepper wings? Well, they're back for a limited time. At any Popeyes, enjoy our famous ghost pepper wings, marinated in spicy Louisiana seasonings, including a touch of ghost pepper. Each wing is battered and breaded in Southern style, crispy coating, and then fried up. Try 6 today along with the buttermilk biscuit and a signature side. Stop in before they're gone.
Are they almost gone, buddy?
Don't get left out this time.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Granite in your company, live and in full effect. We're talking crime, we're talking growth development, we're talking community, we're talking the way forward for all of us, all in sundry, under the umbrella of the aquamarine, the gold, and the black, as opposed to the red or the yellow. Talk to me. Let's just be very clear. This is not a political agenda. This is not me coming from the side of anyone, as a proponent for any political organization to be able to perpetuate these things, push this to the forefront, and try to be able to make you believe that one party has the answer over the other. This is a community issue. The reason that we here in the foundation has placed this before you is because I know that the collective are listening to us. Talk to me. How are you talking? Make sense? The collective are listening to us, the community. But no matter if you are your voter, if you voted before, if you voted for them, if you voted against them, no matter what, you hear, you contribute, and they're listening to us. Bring your sound contribution. Bring your conviction, bring your position, bring your volunteerism, bring your voice to the conversation. And let's watch this country change. because they have the halls of parliament to be able to speak on the good on behalf of the good people of this constituency or that constituency. But we have the radio waves to be able to speak into the ears and to the hearts of leadership in this country to make them know that we are absolutely unsatisfied with your leadership. We are absolutely unsatisfied. We are afraid. You think zombies out there. My God, when the sun go down, people get crazy. Jesus, I still on the road. Oh my God, I got one house. You think zombies out here? You think vampire out here? How people rushing in their house. You can't even take a stroll on the park. You paranoid. This is what we're dealing with today. Let's say be able to touch a couple of these things and get a gun. Let me see if I can do this. So he says, sorry, Howard, you're wrong on this one today. Crime has been a problem since they came in. They had enough time to make sure that the copy and paste template actually fits the Bahamian context. We need unity, but need cultural specificity. I'm not going to fight you. I'm not going to fight you. I'm not going to fight you. You know why? Because I agree with you. I'm not going to fight you. We need unity. We need specificity culturally, being able to identify and craft these particular concepts and ideas to be able to reach the people exactly where they are. I agree with you. But we also need to move, because all this cannot happen in the realm of potential. It needs to be kinetic. It needs to move. We get to move. We got to move. When I was a little child in Aitman Martin Down School, we used to get mad with girls rowing each other. They in each other's face like two chicken. Then somebody say, oh my God, I can't take this no more. They grab up the sand and say, hot dust, hot dust, hot dust. Whoever hit it first, bam, what happened? The fight start. Let's start the fight, baby. Let's start the fight. All this relentless posturing, that ain't getting us nowhere. We got to fight back as a community. And if you didn't come out to the prayer, don't fight it. But that was a participation, a first step to say that I am a willing participant with my body, with my spirit, to be able to make these things change, to make it happen in my community. I was right out there with my scarf on, praying in the back there, up on the bleachers, putting up a soft prayer to the Father for my nation. In 100 years, I ain't gonna be here. I'll be gone. All us, gone, 100 years, gone, bam. But I'm praying for this land. I'm praying for the rock that most of us can't even afford. My God, we got to talk about that next. We're still praying for it. This land is our land. And I'm not going to let no hooligans run me out. The devil is a liar. Let me take the next telephone call. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller. No, producer, that's a caller. Call back, guys. The lines are wide open if you want to be able to participate. Let me read a few of these things to see exactly what's what. So it says, Howard, you know some people don't eat unless they're in government. So they love a meeting so they can have catering. Really? Is that where they get the two meats? Right? This is too much, right? So it says, hey, Howard. You think we're fighting over absolutely nothing or absolutely everything? The FNM wants to oppose everything, which is bananas. By the way, I am an FNM. I think opposing for the sake of opposing is wild. I couldn't get nowhere as a married man if I just oppose just for the sake of opposition. That doesn't even make sense. In fact, I probably wouldn't even be married if I was one of those people who opposed just for the purposes of the fact that opposition exists. We gotta choose our battles, man. We gotta choose our battles. In the midst of this opposition, the former prime minister, Hubert Minnis, was to the prayer vigil last night, which was to the day of prayer last night. You need social participation, even for the purposes of perception in our society. You need to show up. I ain't fighting you. I ain't telling you how to do your thing. But the rhythm of how society is, this affecting all of us. Illegal migration affecting all of us. Social welfare affecting all of us. No, Howard, well, I eating. Well, your cousin ain't eating, and they just asked you for $50, and you lend it to them, and you think you can get your money back. The devil is a liar. You would be looking for them forever for this $50 because they don't have no job. In the midst of the pandemic, this is how it connected to you. In the midst of the pandemic, when your cousin them had to leave out their house, or your auntie or your brother them, and the nice house that they had, but they couldn't pay for it no more because the two people was working in the hotel. Now you can't let your good loving family and all your nieces go out. So now your house pack up with people and you're doing all you can. You are affected. These are issues for society. These are not political issues. These are social issues. These are social issues. So when you come to the forefront and you're going to talk to me about crime, you're going to talk to me about education, you're going to talk to me about social welfare, you're going to talk to me about national insurance and our particular position as it relates to our money and our welfare into the future, all these are the space of neutrality. This is neutral. Hands off political organizations. We have to fight for our things. Fight for our things. And this fight is for our social welfare and social mental health. I cannot take this. I don't know none of these people who get shoot. None. I do not know the 2-year-old baby who got shot. But that touched me. I do not know the 50-year-old lady who got shot, 50-something-year-old. But that touched me. It also touches me when I see these young boys on the side of the street bleeding out. And the stupid people can't even let them. They round them talking about, oh, and mother, beep, beep, beep. Oh, mother, beep, beep. You're nobody been to church. Nobody know nothing. Nobody can hold this boy hand and say, baby, you're getting over. Are you ready? Nobody. My God, where have we come to in this country? Baby, you get on the other side. I hope you're ready. That's what, when I was in 8 Mile Rock and people getting slammed on the side of the road, getting knocked down or anything happened, the mothers used to run out the house and all their night clothes in their slip, holding on. Hold on, baby, let's pray. Man, that's where I come from. That's what I know. This country is foreign to me. I don't even know this no more. And all we're going to talk about is intrusive for rights. We have the right to be stupid. And so many persons are tapping into that and being able to wear it proudly. We also have the right to understand that equality and balance of our society. And the only way we can get to that, if you feel that it's intrusive, then lend some balance to it. Lend some balance to it. And we promise you, we will stamp this with all our electronic information, all the social media information that the Free National Movement has provided information for to rectify our community. We will give you the credit if you could give us the results, the solution. Let's stop fighting, guys. Let's be decent. Let me take this commercial break, guys. Get to news. And be back after this.
Foundation. Foundation. The foundation. Foundation.
The foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The foundation. The foundation.
Struggling to repay your loan? Let us help you get back on track with payment terms that suits your financial situation and improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Inquire about our restructured loans today. Call us at 356-7764.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Guardian Radio and the Foundation are on the move.
Bahamas, this one's for you.
SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Every Thursday, the Foundation with Howard Grant will highlight small businesses throughout the country, far and wide. Your products, services, prices, and personality. We want to hear it all. Get your 30 or 60 second advertisement heard on air at a fraction of the cost. We here at the Foundation understand the times and don't want you to be left behind. With Guardian Radio, you reach your specific demographic and it is unmatched.
We reach thousands daily.
Get your products off the shelf and your services in their hearts. Small Business Thursdays with the Foundation, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For more information, call 302-2300 or the Help Me Howard line at 827-0111. SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Get your business moving today.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. Foundation. The foundation. The foundation. Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, the Foundation here, live and in full effect on Guardian Radio 96.9. Happy to be with you. We're talking a little bit of crime today. We're talking about sort of our social position. The Prime Minister has released, the Office of the Prime Minister has released some information. I want to talk to you about that. Shout out to Dazzy. Dazzy's going to be doing her show Beyond the Rock this evening at 6:30. She has her first guest. It's going to be coming on with her is none other than my very, 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 very good friend, Kemi Jones. Kemi and I went to high school together. He was the head boy and valedictorian of the class, right? He and I was in academic science for, you know, three or some years together. So I know him very good. Listen out for that show tonight, 6:30 p.m. with Dazzy. It's going to be, should be a very, very good show, talking from Beyond the Rock. Guys, I want you to be able to participate in the show with me today. Give me a shout, 323-622-32, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family Violence, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Let me see if I can read one or two of these texts before some calls come through. So here we go. So it says, it's really from top down. So it says,
Great show as usual. Stupidity is the order of the day. You see, the stupider a person is, the more likes they get. This ain't social media. This real life. This real life. This ain't a game. This ain't a movie. This is real life. This is not entertainment to be able to look on at your phone and oohs and ahs and can't believe that this is exactly how these particular... This is real life. So you need to be able to take off the cloak of stupidity if this is what you're wearing. This kind of a, you know, nonchalant, hands-off approach of how you're going to be able to be a part of society. This kind of a distance. We in this together. Talk to me about it. So it says, let me see if I can read this. So he says, Howard, I'm going to disagree with you with doing the right thing. This is what they say. It says, I'm going to disagree. Doing the right, quotations, the right, quote, thing is more important than doing something, quote. If planning is not sound, at the end of the day, you'll realize that you did a lot of stuff. You spent a lot of time, the amounts of nothing that amounts to absolutely nothing. Says the issue with this and the last administration is that people out of ideas and they are trying to create strategies. We need thinkers and strategies. Well, now let's touch this because there are, you know, there is an inexhaustible amount of ideas that exist globally. There are significant ideas that are released to persons locally to identify these things who have from their birth, despite what their occupation is, identified an issue and they could present a concept to deal with some of these things. Our society is not designed in a way where you're praised for your contribution. They ain't gonna pay you first and foremost and they ain't gonna give you the kind of praise. They want you, I'll never forget, I made a significant call about I won't be decent. Can I be decent? Can you allow me this space? I see a call, don't fight me. Allow me 2 seconds to be decent. Be decent. Don't try to put no prefix on it and try to figure out who I'm talking about. I made a call during the height of the pandemic. This seat affords me access both locally and internationally to some things. Praise God. Someone called me and says, Howard, I have X amount of tons of this, this, and this. So I said, well, this is excellent. They said, Howard, this is what we want for it. I said, this is a very good price. All right, this is what we want to be able to do. I made a call. And I said, this is the information that I've received. This is what we have. Now, this is at the beginning of the pandemic, you know. I said, this is what we've received. This is what we have. And this is what I can do. Howard, send me an invoice. Bam, send you the invoice. Howard, tell these people to call me directly. Do it through me. They could go directly through me. Now, this is bananas. Because my children need them out. What did my grandma say? They got hair on their tongue. They can't eat nothing. My children, I don't need to pay their school fee. This is the concept. This is the issue that we have in this country. Nothing could come to the forefront unless it come through me. Ideas exist, but many a man have a, they just decide that, you know what? Let them do it. They got all the ideas. Let them do it. So to this texter, the issue is that the last administration and the people that are out, and this administration, they are out of ideas and they're trying to create strategies and we need thinkers and strategists. They exist in our society, in our community, right now. But because they don't shake your pom-pom, you wouldn't give them a plea. Bananas. Telephone call. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
What?
Hello?
Hello, Howard. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. What's happening with you?
Sparky here.
Hey, what's up, Sparky?
Howard, you know what I like about you? You rally down the oath. You open and you allow people to say what they got to say once they be decent.
Praise God.
With respect. Howard, let me tell you something quickly because I know most talk shows when Sparky call in, they say you only got 30 seconds. But they allow a lot of people, their favorite people, to call in and run on all day.
Sparky, you just chew 3 seconds. Be quick. You just say what you got to say. I ain't going to fight you.
But I know you ain't going to fight me. You like to fight. But let's get this. Let's
go ahead.
And Holyfield get the ring together.
Go
let's
ahead. Fight. Go ahead.
But be fight. But Howard, be fighting by our children.
Amen.
Our future. And we've loved the Commonwealth of the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
We pledge our allegiance to our flag. And we're trying our best to move forward, onward, up, and together.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's a good friend of mine is a very heavy political optimist for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And he's disappointed now, and a PLP.
Mm-hmm.
And he say, the black politicians have failed their own people.
Mm-hmm.
Because most of them go down there to get richness, power, and you know, and fame. But they forget their own people. The same people that they grew up with, went to school with, skate and fry, box carts and do everything with, all of a sudden they in the House of Assembly, suit right up, and they forget their own people.
Mm-hmm.
The foreigners come in here, take over everything, and tell our leaders what we should do and what we should not do, and they bow down and listen to the king, the queen, and everybody else. They take our land, make money off our land, sell it all around the world, our aragonite. When you watch Tiger Woods them on the golf course and you see a pretty sand in the bunker,
mm-hmm.
where do you think the pretty white sand come from?
Mm.
The Bahamas. Who is the families been selling that sand and everything to this foreign world, all around the world, and getting all the income, but don't share it with the Bahamian people? Who is getting the cutback underneath the table from all the sales of our natural resources? It don't filter down to the Bahamian people. It's always the elite, and I can say the white, and the black politicians who are partner and parcel with these big-time companies.
Mm.
But now I can come down to our people, Howard. I remember, Howard, in the days when a young man used to go around and make shoeboxes and go around and shine people's shoes,
mm-hmm.
making money.
Mm-hmm.
I remember...
That's Minister Yell, one of them, Joe.
I remember when we used to go to the neighborhood and mow neighbor's yard and the parents gave us a couple of dollars and shilling and 2 shillings.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when we used to go and clean people's jealousy windows for a couple of dollars. Young people don't do that kind of thing no more. They rather sit on the box with a nice pair of $300 Nike tennis, nice jeans, Miami Dolphin shirt, and a New York doggone Yankee hat, smoking ganja and robbing people when they come home from work. I remember the days when the horse and carriage used to lead from Bay Street, come over Centerville Hill, and bring tourists to the neighborhood, and the dogs going back at the horses. When this is a beautiful country, and then the black people took it over. The white people left us in good stead with laws and things. If you kill somebody, a couple of days later, you and the hangman noose. Once they found you guilty of murder, you was hung to the neck till you're dead. You were scared to go to jail. You were scared to get out. I remember when police used to run us off the corners when we used to practice Friday night, Junkanoo practice. It was taboo. Now, what is the biggest country event in the doggone country? Junkanoo. When Gus Cooper and them was young men in the valley and the Saxons and everything, they used to run us off the corner on Friday night when we were practicing. Now, Gus Cooper, the valley boys and Saxons, them, they brought Junkanoo to the highest cultural event in the world. But the Junkanoos who spend all their money to get the Bay Street, they get very little for the money, the thousands of dollars for the feathers and the pretty costumes. But the elite people, Minister of Tourism, the government, and the ministers, they get all the kickbacks.
Mm.
And the people, the Junkanoos, get nothing.
Bring it home for me, Sparky. Bring it home. I got to go.
But what I'm saying is,
mm-hmm.
we got to find a way. You can't tell me. And then, you know, I tell you, like, I am a PLP. Ray Davis and myself, Perry and all of us, we grew up together. But you can't tell me You're passing it over to religious leaders. We're using religious to sell religion to make themselves look good. I tell my friend, Ray Davis, you need to call the people together on Clifford Park, meet up there, and you need to sit in the middle of Clifford Park with no police tattooing thing, no fire engine, no police band, no defense force. You need to sit in the middle park and talk to the people and tell the people, we need to get the country together. Brad Davis is our leader. He don't need to talk to nobody. He don't need to pass it over to nobody. He got to tell us what we can do.
I like what you said, Sparky. Thank you. I appreciate your telephone call. To Sparky's point, I want to say this. Leadership is a peculiar thing. And it continues to evolve in the time that we live in. At one time, this was the only source of communication that you had to go to your people. Now you could go anywhere in the world and you could be able to access your people instantly, right? Instant. You could see, they could see you live if you in Beijing, no matter where you are, right? This evolving communication and source of being able to get to your people has really been able to create sort of an impersonal environment, right? And to Michael Pintard and a great deal of persons' position, it's not culturally sound. This is not who we are as a people. Our small community, we a little touchy, feely. They won't heal you. They won't rub you. They won't talk to you. They won't touch you. They won't talk to you. Nothing wrong with that. I don't have no problem with that, right? My only indifference is that, you know, when we start to hear about things like COVID-19 and so forth and so on, I've never been a germaphobe before. But now, you know, I carry alcohol and everything with me only because of COVID-19, not because I feel like grossed out, just because of I want to be able to ensure that I got to go pick up my churn after this, right? So the evolution of our environment based upon these particular things places leaders in a position to be able to not just look externally at what's happening around the world and whether or not they could apply that here, but try to be able to identify those principles that they're using externally and shave it, incorporate culture, and then you could be able to utilize it locally. So I'm saying to you, I don't disagree with Michael Pintard's position. I wouldn't go as far as to say this is copy and paste. I wouldn't go as far as to say that this is ChatGPT. I wouldn't go as far as to say that this was a lazy approach of being able to do something locally. I'd say that you need to be able to put emphasis on these things, significant emphasis on these particular areas. I'm going to fight you. Because I remember at a hotel that had almost 1,000 people in the hotel, we had a new general manager. And the general manager sat and spoke with every single employee individually. He had small groups, no more than 12 people. And with that 12 people, they brought us around and we was able to contribute. Then he took those concepts and ideas and actually lent it to the greater development of the company. And I thought that was an amazing thing. I couldn't believe he did that. Numerically, this was impossible. Pulling everyone together and having that kind of a conversation with everyone, you're going to be able to, you know, that's almost like having a mob. But bringing people in individually to get their concepts and ideas, creating small groups, select committees, but community select committees, not political select committees, creating select committees to be able to really hear from these people, I think is a good idea. But I don't necessarily believe that it's just, you know, hard and fast, that all of us just, you know, go gung-ho and do these things. I think that these things happen for a reason. Oh, God, that sounds so bad to say. That fella's getting shoot down in the roads for a reason. It's time for leadership to wake up. It's time for leadership to wake up. Over the course, if we start to be able to make an assessment on both political organizations over the past 20 years, both of you have failed miserably. Both of you have failed. If the measures to be able to identify from an economic standpoint whether or not you're doing well, you failed. If the measures to be able to identify whether or not you're going to be able to increase our tourism product, you failed. If the measure is to be able to identify if you're expanding our agricultural product and being able to reach out to these things, both internal and external, you've failed. If the measure is to identify whether or not you've been able to keep crime at a substantially low position and ensure that we could be able to police it accordingly, you've failed. You've failed. If the measure is to identify and expand opportunity for the creativity to expand, for innovation to expand, for job opportunity and so forth and so on, you failed. You failed. This argument between one and another that continues to be able to talk about the different, like I said, the different shades of one particular color is failure to us. Because you're still going to the IDB relentlessly. You're still hitting us with heavy taxes. You're still doing all these things that indicates that you need additional support. You have failed the Bahamian people. And now it's time for the Bahamian people to speak. And us speaking to you, very frankly, is for you to understand that though we support you and the political organization that we've been conditioned to, it doesn't negate the fact that you have failed at your job. And this language and posture that the government in waiting, the Free National Movement, this language and posture that the Free National Movement has about identifying the failures of the past administration or the current administration is not enough. It's not enough. It's not enough to be able to look at another political organization and choose failure again. It's not enough for us to be able to make a determination as a people that we're going to be able to choose the lesser of both evils, of evil, the lesser of failure. Who fails least? Who at least has tried? This is still failure. This is failure. And there's no way that this can continue well into the future. This is a failed state if this continues. There's no way that you could continue to be able to come back to the Bahamian people as though you just was Ali Kumbaye. Ali Kumbaye. There's no way that you can come back to the Bahamian people and say, well, we stayed off the IDB. We stayed off Moody's. We stayed off all these things. We didn't get blacklisted. There's no way that you count this as victory. There's no way that you could continue to be able to sit down and talk about a victory of 8 million people hitting your shores within 365 days. 8 million people hit your shores within 365 days, and we can't feel the effect in the community. That's bananas. 8 million people, and you're content saying, well, you know, the foreign direct interest takes this kind of a position, and only, you know, we're able to retain maybe 20% of the money, but 80% goes off, and that's just the way, it's no way that you're content with this. And you count it all joy. You, in your posture and position, have indicated that there is victory behind this. How? If my mother sent me for water across the street at the pump in 8 Mile Rock when the power go off and I bring her a quarter bucket of water, she would slap me with the bucket. I sent you because you had strength to bring a full bucket of water. Do you think 20% of water is good enough? This is where we are. We celebrate mediocrity in this country. We celebrate just before failure. Well, it ain't really failure. You got to give them a chance again. This is where we are in this country. And this is where we are with crime. That we celebrate, well, 108 people died last year. This year, it's only 128, you know. 128 died last year, but this year is less. This is bananas to me. And we pay people day after day after day after day. We paying you. And you show up to the bank angry that your money ain't reached yet. Mad. But the government, because you ain't get your promotion. Mad. Because they overlook you. And the government do everything they can do and make all these subdivisions within government top heavy. And there's still no social productivity. This is bananas to me. And we look at the silver lining that is dark gray, and we call it silver, and say, well, you know, that's victory over there. This is where we are in this society. This is where we are now. We have to do better than this. No one's coming with a plan. And beyond your plan is relentless pontification that will sit on the table and catch dust like the NDP plan, the National Development Plan. Because if it's not one political organization or the other, then it's useless. There's no unity in this country. So let's stop talking about it. We might as well just reintroduce segregation. And segregate based upon political, oh, you're an FNM? You can eat for the next 5 years if they're in. Oh, you're a PLP? That's no problem. We got a table for you. This is bananas, guys. This is not how we live in this country. This is not where we come from. This introduction of politics has only been introduced to us after a while. 70 years. We've only known about survival as a community, as a collective. We knew very clear it was an us and a them. Now, you're confused. We got to fix this. Let me take this commercial break, guys. I want to take this commercial break and be right back after this.
We got what you need at Carnival Bones. We keep your flabbergasted show suit and tie, get your bossy on for all your special occasions. Or get your leather sandals, we got them, everything's here at Carnival Bones. A statement in fashion, a night on the town. Find us Bay Street, Mall and Marathon at Carnival Bones.
It's Whopper Wednesday every Wednesday at Burger King Nassau. Make a sizzle and sink your teeth into a flame-grilled beef patty topped with tomatoes, fresh-cut lettuce, mayo, pickles, ketchup, and sliced onions, all on a toasted sesame seed bun with fries for only $5.95. Including VAT. This Whopper Wednesday, grab a friend and head down to your favorite BK Nassau location for a flame-grilled Whopper made your way with crisp fries for only $5.95. Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. Foundation. The foundation.
And we are back. Let me go straight to the phone line. Telephone line on. Call on the line. Go ahead.
My brother Grant, how are you, sir?
I'm fantastic, my brother. What's happening?
I am awesome, and I am fine, and I am at peace. This brother Grant, are you at peace?
This just Johnson?
No, sir.
No, this isn't Johnson. Johnson. Don't fight me. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
You remember the song the author writes, "Went peace like a river"?
Yes, I know that.
Attended my way. Do yes. You know why that song was written?
Anyway, I remember the story. Hold on. I'm trying to be able to remember the story. He was going through, I think his wife died or something happened like that, right?
There was a tragedy, yes.
It was a tragedy. And it was peculiar that he wrote the song during that kind of a heavy weight of tragedy that was happening in his family.
Right.
But he had peace beyond that.
Yes, sir.
My God. Okay, go ahead. Don't fight
me. He was moving from Chicago, I think it is, to London, and there was a shipwreck. But let me say this. And I know that you are a biblical man.
Go ahead.
But help me biblically.
Mm-hmm.
How in the world, mm-hmm. this country, trying to replace the Constitution and still want excellence? Explain that to me. And I am not talking about the temporal Constitution. I'm talking about the biblical Constitution, that is the supreme being, the Holy Bible. How do you all expect? No conundrum, when you want to replace it, you want to feminize the school, feminize the
oh my
church,
God, this is heavy.
Feminize the home.
I like this.
Feminize everything.
I like this. Go
and
ahead.
God's Constitution said, do it this way, mm-hmm. and then you want to feminize and tell God you make a lie. You dig him. Let me use this scenario. I'm going to talk fast.
I know who it is. Go
I
ahead.
Watched yesterday, last
mm-hmm.
night,
mm-hmm.
and they call this man crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking the question now. Are the Democrats shooting themselves in their foot because of they want to effeminize the whole world, and Trump win Iowa with more than 50% last night.
Mm-hmm.
Can you get a result when you want to tell God the supreme game beam that the values that this country was once built on? You want to liberalize it and tell me you make a mistake. How do you explain that? I will hang up and listen.
You're a good, decent man. I appreciate you. I appreciate your telephone call. And I think we spoke. You said feminization of the men and a society by design. We talked about this yesterday. And he says, you don't want to build a nation. We want to focus on enriching society. This is heavy, but you said. We spoke yesterday, right? And you indicated to me that we didn't want to build a nation. That was the object. The objective, from a biblical standpoint, our responsibility was to build a nation. But this is not building of a nation. This is the perpetuation of a society, enriching, embellishing, and developing society. And societal norms is just topical. All this is just topical. The way that we move, the way that we look, so forth and so on, just topical. I thought it was a great conversation that we had yesterday. He said, and the contrast... There was a contrast between nation and society. Foundationally, that eradication of the Constitution, both biblically and the Constitution of the country, are both being pushed aside. Can we say that? Is it okay for me to say that? Both, every Constitution that we know that stands as a supreme law, to be able to govern, whether it's your political organization, whether it's the country, whether it's your church. My God, I get preachy too quick. I got to calm down. Pastors are not preaching their feelings. They don't even tell you about the Bible no more. This is bananas. This is what it is. Every constitution that indicated truth and a true north within the confines of an organization that men and women constructed far before you reach are outdated, old, and insignificant at this point. So says you. Those liberated set that believe that they can make modification of how life should be or you desire it to be, but not understanding about the base, the foundation. You're never getting back to that. That's not even important anymore. So you're indicating that this is the way that the country is going. And unless and until... like Professor would indicate, less than until we get back to the Constitution. Now, you can fight me. You can fight me. You can fight me and say, this is a white man's Constitution. Oh, my God, I would just get deep quickly. Stop it. You can fight me. And indicated that this Constitution was constructed in the pre-independent Bahamas. You can fight me. That the first reading of the Constitution came out in 1964 that doesn't reflect the majority that existed in the country now. This was designed under the concept and idea of a minority that ruled over us, but not for the majority that exists within us, within our society now, within our nation. You're going to fight me. You're going to fight me and tell me how much you're wrong. You can fight me when it comes to a biblical standpoint and continue to be able to lean heavy on one side of the Bible and indicate that, oh, as a result of what's happened, so we should be just killing people in the middle of the street, Howard? You can lean heavy on the Old Testament, but make no mention of the grace that introduced itself in the New Testament and the access that we had in the New Testament. You ain't gonna talk about that. You can fight me. Of the constitution of your political organization and indicate that even your organization has shifted. This is where your fight exists. Wrapped in your emotions and in your desire to be able to find more and more liberty. No holds barred. Wild. Like a wild hog in the bush who will eat anything. Move it. You want no law, no order, just your objective. Take a telephone call. Call on the line, go ahead. Call on the line with us live, go ahead. Go ahead, call you on with us live.
Yeah, Howard, how are you doing? Cialin Johnson.
Hey, what's up, Cialin?
Yeah, just I want to make 2 points, but just first make on the point. You know, you made a point concerning, when you say you have what is called pirating. It's called pirating. First, you pirate the steel, mm-hmm. and then you pirate it, right?
Okay.
Where people say to you, oh, just provide me the information. I'll take it from here. Nothing else. And so essentially, they cannot, under any circumstances, tell you what is it you're seeking to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
Next point is that, just to that point, that goes to the point where people are saying that the leader of opposition did refuse to meet with the government, when in actuality he did. It was a press briefing, a briefing, not a meeting or a strategy session. And he did leave a number of recommendations for policy changes and policy positions. But somehow, in the Progressive Liberal Party utterances, they somehow seek to twist that. And that's what you call dishonest governance.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Howard, the government released their five pillars, prevention, policing and detection, prosecution, punishment, and rehabilitation.
Mm-hmm.
They left out building, where you build people. You know, so the true aspect is that you talk about the education initiatives and everything else of that sort. When I say substantively, because when I read a document, Howard, I look for the six W's under one H. I look who for the people, what for the things, which things, when for the time, where for the places, why for the reasons, and how for the details. And again, the government says it wants active participation and involvement from individuals who can add to it, but they, in the true sense, are only saying it so that they can say. My question is, when you say you speak to stakeholders, is citizens like me and you and others are stakeholders? Let me ask you another question, Howard. If you were the owner, Barnum Bailey, right, and you had your circus, would you look for non-clowns to work for you in the middle of the circle?
No, you have to have aspirations to be a clown. We could make you a clown, but you could aspire to be one.
Right. That's why I say this government running a circus is looking for true clowns.
You wilding out, sir.
So, but yes, what happens though, Howard? And you said about information about governance. This government has no idea that they're in the 21st century. 2 years into the administration, we have had any actionable strategies from the Movement for Change. I say to you, and I invite intellectual contradiction, that we are in the 21st century where around the world they're fighting for technological and digital supremacy, something that we have not yet have a conversation on. We are in urgent need. The country is in crisis, both economically and from a crime wave. We stick on murder, right? But guess what? They can tell you home invasions is up, robberies are up, theft is up, shoplifting is up, vehicle theft is up, assault is up, attempted murder is up, rape is up, attempted rape is up, larceny is up. All those things are up. So we have more than just the crime wave of murder. Because, again, you know, you have to ask the 400,000 people. And so the question then to have is, what do you do for the 399,000 people who is not involved in the murderous rampage? And if you want to, you could put another 20,000 people and put them in the criminal section, is what happens to the other 380,000 people that you should be building for, because those individuals in the proper environment for a society where 60% of the population today is at the poverty line or below, that we have not created a real environment. So if you really want to have abate crime beginning from the early age, then create an environment so those individuals that can grow into an environment that nurtures them away from a wanting society, a lack that they have to go and seek comfort into those. Like your caller always say, restoration of the family, something that we have. We have family and we have community. But just not to tie you up, Howard, I'm simply saying to you, the incoming administration understands what datafication is to fight crime, to understand where all the data points across our entire community, whether it be our social safety net, to the crime, to our communities, to the lack of housing, to even where we talk about these things. They also understand what it takes to digitize, segmentate the community, fractionalize it, tokenize and scrutinize it. They understand what it is to build in the 21st century, something that has been lacking for 24 years of the 21st century in our Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
And I say to you that the Free National Movement is that organization. And I invite intellectual debate. Not, don't tell me what you think, what you feel, and what you believe. Just like I'm demanding of the U.S. Liberal Party, present the data, present the information that you say. They say they're against freedom of information, but they won't tell us where to find the data. Present it so we can have an intellectual conversation on exactly where to from here. What's new? what's now and what's next.
Thank you, my brother. I do appreciate your telephone call and your contribution. Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you, if you're part of the network, the 8270111, I sent you out the information in terms of the pillars. The Prime Minister says one, and the approach was, I'm just going to read the bullet points for you so you can be able to kind of get a gist of it. We indicated that he didn't give us any meat, right? So it was just the plate. Talk to me. There's going to be good dinner on this plate. We're going to provide that for you tomorrow, right? The day came, and he provided us an outline of that proverbial dinner that we're talking about. So let's talk about this, right? I got to go to break. Don't fight me, ladies and gentlemen. I got to go to a break. All right, quick break. Going to be right back after this.
Foundation. The foundation.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Creativity is in my blood. From shoes to handbags, fashion lets me express myself and embody Bahamian culture. My name is Aiden Barrow, and I'm the creative director of House of Assembly. Alive's Liberty Prime Plan allows me to focus on my passion and stay connected. Whether at home or abroad, once I've created something new, I can post to social media from anywhere and get instant feedback. Alive has a plan for everyone, and it's created with you in mind. Alive. Believe in best.
It's Whopper Wednesday every Wednesday at Burger King Nassau. Make your Wednesday sizzle and sink your teeth into a flame-grilled beef patty topped with tomatoes, fresh-cut lettuce, mayo, pickles, ketchup, and sliced onions, all on a toasted sesame seed bun with fries for only $5.95. Including VAT. This Whopper Wednesday, grab a friend and head down to your favorite BK Nassau location for a flame-grilled Whopper made your way with crisp fries for only $5.95. Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
We got what you need at Barnival Bones. We keep your flowered show suit and tie, get your bossy on for all your special occasions, or get your leather sandals. We got them everything here at
Barnival Bones.
A statement in fashion, a night on the town. Find us Bay Street, Mall and Marathon at Barnival Bones.
Guardian Radio and the Foundation are on the move.
Bahamas, this one's for you.
SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Every Thursday, the Foundation with Howard Grant will highlight small businesses throughout the country, far and wide. Your products, services, prices, and personality. We want to hear it all. Get your 30 or 60 second advertisement heard on air at a fraction of the cost. We here at the Foundation understand the times and don't want you to be left behind. With Guardian Radio, you reach your specific demographic and it is unmatched.
We reach thousands daily.
Get your products off the shelf and your services in their hearts. Small Business Thursdays with the Foundation, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For more information, call 302-2300 or the Help Me Howard line at 827-0111. SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Get your business moving today.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Foundation.
Okay, guys, straight to the lines, 96.9 FM radio. The line's going to be wide open. We got 10 minutes before we can chop this thing down. Straight to the lines, 96.9. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Howard.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm great and extremely grateful.
Praise
all
God.
Thanks and praise and glory be to those, thank God.
Praise God.
I want to encourage you and applaud you because you're preaching good.
Praise God.
I speak specifically to what you said about law and constitution. And I draw your attention to two laws, the supreme law and legislated law. Law is the most powerful and most important thing in life. And the most dangerous power is the power to legislate law. So I just want you to chew on that.
Mm-hmm.
And I encourage you to keep doing what you're doing. Don't worry about sounding preachy. You're preaching good. That's my encouragement for you today.
All right, my brother. I appreciate you. Thank you so much for your telephone call. Ain't nothing worse than being preachy and you ain't making no sense. Praise God. And you know, God said, you should cheer. God said, you're doing too much. You're doing too much. You're doing too much. I'm going to ask you for 4 Pringles. You're doing too much. You frightened me today, right? Guys, next telephone call. Call on the line is live. Go ahead. Go ahead. Call on the line.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, hey, what are you doing,
man? Anton, close your car door or something. My God.
Yeah, sorry about that. How you doing, Howard?
All is well. What you say?
Okay, good conversation, man. Very good conversation. I must admit, a lot of what you said, I agree with 1,000%, right? And
Pause. I must admit, as though you was going to try to avert that, you just let me get around this and see whether
No.
Go ahead, Anton. No, go ahead.
No, you know, I always acknowledge truth to power.
I appreciate you, Anton. Go ahead.
Always acknowledge truth to power, Howard. And we have a lot of work to do along the lines of showing respect to our people along the line. And, you know, so earlier in your conversation, whether it was an ad or something, I heard it come across your show saying we need strategists and thinkers. That I agree with 1,000%.
It was a text.
1,000%, Howard. Yeah. And not only that, we need to start respecting our bohemian strategists and bohemian thinkers, because we do not. And that's on both sides of the major political divides in our country.
That's 100% correct.
That's in my party, and I have also observed the same in the FNM.
That's 100% right? Correct. 100% correct.
Although if I'm speaking truth to power, I would acknowledge that during the COVID-19 pandemic, I recall the then Minister of Health, albeit he may not have been doing a good job at managing the pandemic, at least he had the wherewithal and the intelligence to take to the airwaves and request input from across the country towards fighting the COVID-19 pandemic, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the Prime Minister has taken the same position in his press release yesterday. Mm-hmm. Now, the leader of the opposition and the opposition needs to stop at this grandstanding that they are doing, because while they are talking about, oh, the PRP didn't do this, the PRP didn't do that, we are currently, and have been since the new year in particular, going through a crime crisis as it relates to murder and all the other categories of crime that are up, that are not being discussed, as C. Allen said, right? Which needs priority in discussion along with discussing murders. The opposition needs to get off of their butts and do what is necessary to work with the government of the Bahamas and quit with this nonsensical grandstanding that they're doing. Michael Pintard, the deputy, Shannon Dawn Cartwright, and the rest of them, the national chairman, etc. They need to join in with the government, collaborate with the government, get on accord with the government, and let's fight this crime we have together. On the economic note, which I'll end on, we do have a lot of work to do, my brother. We are off course. We are not even on course where we started off when we were the opposition strategizing to become the government. We are way off course, my brother. I can tell you that from my own knowledge. We need to get back on course. We need to do the things that we said we were going to do. And I'm calling on the Prime Minister and the Deputy Prime Minister to prioritize economic empowerment for all behemoths in our country. PLP, FNM, apolitical, whatever the situation may be. Whatever your political stance may be, we need to show respect to our people. We have a country. This is our country. And there is no reason why we all cannot be empowered in one form or the other, in one way or the other. Thank you for the opportunity.
I appreciate you, my brother. Thank you so very kindly for your telephone call. Ladies and gentlemen, see if I can be able to squeeze a couple of these things out before we get out of here. So it says, who bringing in the guns, Howard? Who bringing in the guns? Why crime policies ain't addressing this? This is the main problem. Gun dealers, stop the supply and the roots. But I can be honest with you. If you have an insatiable thirst and desire for blood, whether or not you have a gun, it would be a sword. It would be a rock, a bottle. Break the bottleneck. This is the core issue is the concept and idea of being able to eviscerate a human being.
So yes, I agree with you. Guns and the accessibility of guns and this concept and idea of being able to feel your manhood and your strength, this sort of a power that you know, overshadows you when you could be able to touch a gun. Yeah, I understand that. But if you got that in your blood, my God, you could have a long neck hammer. You could have a long neck, easy swing hammer. My God, be in it today. You in the club with that juke in your pants. You never, what happened? You just come from work? No. Don't worry. This is too much. Let's see if we can read the next text. It says, Howard, an outline is not a strategy, no more than a menu of choices is considered dinner. This is a text that's coming through. So it says, Howard, it is amazing to see that the well-educated people like to have a tunnel vision. The same thing that happened in here is happening all over the world. It's global. Let's take the next telephone call quick. Call on the line on the side. Go ahead, caller.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good day. I told you, you should have gone and run for them 2,400 votes, right?
My God, you can kill me with this. Go ahead. I'm not going to fight you. Go ahead.
No, man. But you see, I calling in now because that caller just now, you know, Lotion Man.
Okay.
You know, someone before to him, you know what I mean, as lotioning on another call show from the other day. But he talking about what the opposition ain't doing to help out the administration, but and what they need to do to take care of the economic empowerment of Bahamians. Now, personally, I've been calling the shows, and Brave Davis and Ijester Cooper them will not give the director of investment board some instructions to answer my letter from November gone made a year, so I could take care of my matters with Pittston Point Landers and Crooked Island. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, you talked
so
to me about this.
So if he keep regurgitating, like he said before the Christmas on the naughty show with Pearly, and keep lotion in mind, he need to stop running his mouth because
I'm not going to fight you. But you and I talked about this, and I feel like I want to give you some time to be able to do that, right? Once we get all our stuff in laid out, I'd like to have a deeper conversation with you about that because I think transparency should be the order of the day also. All right? We talked about this. And some of the core issues, let's take it out of the family for 1 second. We're not talking about the murders on the streets. We're going to be talking about crime. The perpetuation of crime in our society is because corruption. Let's talk about this. Corruption. All right? How are you going to eviscerate corruption? You got to look to the root. Let's look at that. If these fellas them accepting these particular things, there needs to be a sense of transparency. And I don't care what your philosophical difference that exists within the organizations. There needs to be transparency so we could see. And don't just tell me, well, come walk up to Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Come walk up to wherever division that you need to be able to get the information from. You'll ask somebody to get it at the front desk. It needs to be accountability. So we could eradicate this corruption that exists in our country. Next call, 30 seconds. Caller on the line, go ahead.
Hey, Howard.
Hey, what you say?
Erin called Papi. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Papa. I'm so sorry to get to you later. You only got a couple of seconds.
It's okay. I can go right now. They know they say hard, but what's his name? Anton Thompson? That's
yeah.
His name, right?
Yeah, Anton.
Call him the lotion man. That wasn't no lotion in what he did just now.
No, he did well.
That was truth.
Yes.
You all who like to criticize Anton. I don't agree with everything he say. Sometimes I think he's a little bit cute or be cutting up, but that's what he say just not the last. But he admit that this government, our new day government, ain't where they supposed to be and they need to get back to what they promised the people. They talk about economic and empowering people. Anton, you did good just now. And that's proper telling you, you know me and you don't agree too much. I's PLP, you's PLB, but I guess you, anyhow, I ain't say that part. But, you know, he made a lot of sense. It sounds so good to hear Reverend C.B. Moss on the radio the other day knowing that he still could speak after the stroke and everything one year later since that majority rule when he had the stroke.
Praise
it
God.
Really did sound good. I see us be bringing on Mario Moxie them and stuff like that. What about this Terrence man who speak to that ceremony with the economic church service what they had for majority rule? Man, he hit the head on the nail on the head. I wonder how much people disagree or agree with him. I think that's T.J. Morrison or something like that. He sounded like he was saying
T.J. Morrison.
Like he's saying the stupid people in charge now, and the smart people allowing the stupid people to be in charge of everything. That's why the place all screw up. Hear what he say?
We touch him before.
What he say? You need to bring him on like I bring Mario Moxie them on, please.
But he's been on the BB4. I appreciate you, Papa. He's been on the BB4, and we could definitely be able to get back into that. Guys, it is 2 o'clock, 2 o'clock on the dot, and I want to thank you so much for your contribution and being able to get into these things. I know that you're an impassioned in this kind of a position. I'm looking for two people to have a good conversation with. I want to have a well-rounded perspective. I hate having political conversations on social matters. I really do. I love to talk politics when it comes down to politics. But when it comes to these social matters, I don't want you to be able to bring and kind of regurgitate, vomit all over the table your political flags and colors. I'm not into that. I want to talk about it with neutrality, with a base and clear understanding so we can see different perspective to find a true sense of growth. Guys, thank you so much for being able to contribute today. It's a great show. Have a beautiful week. Well, I see you tomorrow, Gus. Have a good day, guys. Foundation, Howard Grant. See you tomorrow.
The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.